It was a somber Christmas Eve day, 1995, at the Nixon household here in Northborough. Earlier in that year, Reed and Robert, 17 and 16 years old, had been in a car accident. It paralyzed both of them. But then, that day, Christmas Eve day, brightened up when a visitor knocked on the door. Reed, from a hospital bed here in the house, told me about the day the Romneys came to visit.
And it was Mitt Romney and his wife Ann and three of their boys that were still at home, and it was a big surprise. We were shocked that it was them. And all of a sudden, they introduced themselves, and we were just amazed that they had brought gifts with them. And I'd never met him. I'd never met his wife or any of the family before.
They come out here out of the blue, basically.
Yeah, we had after our injury, we had lots of people that wanted to help us in various ways, and it was great for all the support, but someone that had run for Senate and was well-known, that was great to have that someone that was influential coming out to support us.
Reed's dad, Mark Nixon, told me that Mr. Romney has kept in touch with the family over the years, sometimes helping out financially, but that day, Christmas Eve 1995, is a day his family will never forget.
You would expect them to be skiing in Utah, up at their cabin in New Hampshire. Maybe their family's taking a cruise for the holiday. But no, on Christmas Eve, they're out visiting the needy. And Mitt is teaching his sons that this is who we are.
Reed and his brother both went on to get college degrees. Rob lives in California, Reed here in Northborough. I asked him, what did you think about what he did?
Well, it showed that he really cares about what people are going through and feels for people that have trials and really cares for lots of people.
From Northborough, Carl Stevens, WBC News Radio, 1030.